Sure, it's nice to be together this morning, even though I know we're not physically all together. What a blessing it is that we can do this. Look, I know a lot of you are not feeling well, that you're recovering. The hope is in sight. Hang in there, guys. When I was praying this morning, I got a little choked up because I was thinking about how so many people are kind of under the weather, but how wonderful our family has been. We've girded up together, we've helped each other, we've delivered food and all kinds of items to each other. We pray for each other. What a beautiful testimony to the body of Christ, to God's people, and I'm so blessed and thankful to be a part of that. One thing that surprised me a little bit with so many people being sick, honestly, is I haven't had a single person ask me, at least, to pray for them, like to minister healing to them. You know, the gifts of healing are manifestation of the Spirit available to God's people. Each of us has Holy Spirit. Each of us can walk with God. Let's not reject that fantastic blessing that we have in the body of Christ, something that's available to us. Certainly God's word is healing. Certainly we pray for each other, and I know we all do that all the time. But don't forget the manifestations of the Spirit. We have Holy Spirit. We can minister healing to each other. People can get healed. That's not a thing of the past. That's something that we all can do. Let's just not forget that, okay? Well, Ryan told you I was going to teach on faithfulness. Bless me that God said what he did in the manifestations. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy chapter 7. And let's look, please, at verse 9. First, we're going to look at how God is faithful. God is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. By the way, there's three different words for God used in this verse, just showing so many of the wonderful characteristics of our Father. But it says, he's the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. He's faithful to keep his covenant, and he's merciful. That's the way our God is. You know, he's not flighty. God is not unpredictable. He's not mysterious, as a lot of people think. If anything, God does all that he can to make himself clear, to make it so that he's not looked at as mysterious. He certainly has all power to do whatever. He is God. But he's shown us who he is and how he is in his word. And God is that way. And that's something that's a blessing to us. God is always steadfast. He's faithful. And that's the reason that we can be faithful to him. Go to Lamentations chapter 3. Right after Jeremiah, Lamentations chapter 3. God states who he is right in his word, so we can know him, so we can know who he is and how he is. 3:22, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. For some reason, I always get the picture, I don't know why, of, you know, when you walk on a sidewalk in a city and there's all these little spots of gum that people have dropped and stepped on. That's what I think of for some reason when I read this verse. We're not like those little gum wads on the pavement that everybody's stepping on. That's not it. We're not consumed. We're not hurt. We're not in trouble because God is a God of mercies. And it says, because his compassions fail not. That's the reason why we're not those little gum wads. They are new every morning. God's mercies, that is, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. This verse has blessed me, I'm sure you as well, over and over and over again. Because every morning, you know, you can have a rough day. You go to bed, The sun gets up the next morning, and you know what you can think? There we are. Mercy's new today. You could have done terrible things during your day. You could have done things you weren't happy with. But you wake up in the morning, God's mercy is right there, right with the sun. He's a faithful God. He's faithful. Go to Psalms, please, the fourth Psalm. You know, we have these physical bodies, as I guess a lot of us have been reminded about that recently. They're mortal. These bodies, they deteriorate. But there's a day coming when our faithful God is going to send his son back. Our faithful God is going to be with us and we with him forever. Now, there's a hope. That helps us get through when we got coughs and sniffles and can't smell or taste or whatever it is. Psalm 4, look at verse 3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Isn't that what we want in God? A God who is faithful? A God who has called us to himself? We belong to him. We belong to him in this life. We're not worried that he's going to be in a bad mood one day. You know, I had a boss once who, how can I put this nicely, was very moody. He was very moody. And we would come in the morning and ask his assistant, how is he today? You know, and she'd go, it's not a good day. So everybody would avoid him that day. God's not like that. God is never like that. God is faithfully loving, faithfully merciful. And we can expect him to be that way, as we're going to see quite clearly from the scriptures, even when we're not. Even when we're not so lovable. 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The more that we wonder, the more that we see how wonderful our Heavenly Father is, the more we can trust him. And the more that we see how faithful he is to his word and his love and his mercy, the more that we can be faithful to him. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. One more that says very clearly, God is faithful, by whom we were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful. Never wonder about who he is, how he is, and what God can do, because God is faithful. Nehemiah. Let's go back in the Old Testament, please, to Nehemiah. There's a few records of this same incident that we could read, but I thought this one in Nehemiah is just fantastic. Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. I think one of the wonderful things God has put in his word that shows his great faithfulness is how he fed, protected, and took care of the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years. For 40 years. And Nehemiah has a record about this that we're going to read. Let's go starting in verse 6. Verse 6. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. You know, God put all this stuff together to begin with. The reason there's anything that works around here is because of God. It's because of God. We have an adversary, and he does try to wreck everything that God has done. But just look around. God's still given us such wonderful beauty, such timing of the universe, the stars when they come, and the moon, and all of the things that happen, things that God set up faithfully. Verse 7, thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave him a name, Abraham, and found his heart faithful before thee. We're going to see quite clearly from the scriptures that something that God looks for in people is faithfulness, a value that God treasures in people. Found his heart faithful and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, all the ites, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. He just took care of his people. Verse 11. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps, and stones into mighty waters. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. They're in the wilderness. You know, the Bible says very nicely, wilderness. The picture, just think of rock, just rocks. That's where they were, just rocks. Nothing really growing, not water, just rocks. So God had to provide everything that they needed. Verse 13, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger. Who would have thought only God could have come up with manna, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But, here's where the music changes. But they and our fathers dealt proudly. They hardened their necks. You know what that means? Stubborn. They were really stubborn against God. And hearkened not to thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. What kind of stupidity is that? That's where they were at. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Even though they turned their back on God, God remained faithful to them. The manna never stopped. The pillar of fire and the cloud, those never stopped. God continued to take care of them even though they rebelled against him. That's faithfulness. Verse 11. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, good Lord. If there's one thing that God hates, it's idolatry. Well, here it is, right here. A golden calf, a molten calf. And said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt and had wrought great provocations. Yet thou and thy manifold mercies forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 freaking years. Sorry, that's a little added editorial comment. 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked what? Nothing. So that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. You see how faithful God is? He'd made a promise that he was going to take care of God's people, and he did. And how can we doubt a God who is that faithful, even when so clearly they went against him over and over and over again? But he stood faithful to his promise. Go to Proverbs, please. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs 20. You know, even if we waver at times, God remains faithful, solid as a rock. We can trust in him. Well, Nehemiah told us that God called Abraham and found his heart to be faithful. Something that God looks for in people is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Chapter 20, Proverbs, look at verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find that? Most people will say how great they are, all their abilities and stuff that they know and that they can do, but a faithful man, that's what God's looking for. Numbers chapter 12. Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, chapter 12. We're going to see an example of somebody who was faithful to God. Have to have a lot of respect for people who are faithful to God, because it's a rare find, as it said in Proverbs, to find a faithful man. Who can find him? Chapter 12. Look at verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron, you know, that's Moses' brother and sister, right? Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman which he had married. Oh, boy. Well, then it tells us, by the way, he married an Ethiopian woman, right? He actually married an Ethiopian woman, and they had some words about that. I guess they kind of weren't happy with Moses' wife choice. Verse 2. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only to Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And then isn't it beautiful what it says next? And the Lord heard it. Uh-oh. Maybe they shouldn't have said that. Verse 3. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Isn't that something? You see how wonderful a man this guy Moses was. He was meek. He listened to the voice of God through all of the stuff that he endured. Verse 4, and the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come ye out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out. You know, it's like getting called into the principal's office. Verse 5, and the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. You know, okay, you two, stand forth. Can't you just picture it? Well, picture it. You know, he's giving us a picture here. Here they are in the tabernacle. This huge cloud thing is there. It's representing God's power. And he says, you guys stand forth. And so Miriam and Aaron stand forth. Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I'll speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses, he's not so, who is faithful in all mine house. Moses is faithful in all my house. In all the things that God had given him to do, Moses was faithful. What a testimony from God about a person. With him, verse 8, I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, you know, not in dreams like these other guys, not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Not great to get reproved by God directly, huh? But you see, Moses was faithful. Moses was faithful, and God treasures people who are faithful. He didn't choose being in the kingly house that he lived. Instead of that, he chose to walk with God. You know, he didn't also choose that career path. He didn't wake up someday and say, you know, I'd like to lead God's people out of Egypt. If you remember, he had a few arguments with God when God first asked him. But when God asked him and he said yes, Moses was faithful. He was completely faithful, and he remained faithful to him. Hebrews chapter 3. What a beautiful example to us. You know, God's not so impressed with people's brains, your artistic ability, or how well we can speak, or whatever we can do. God's not so impressed with all of that. But one thing that God treasures in people is faithfulness. Faithfulness. And what's exciting is anyone can be faithful. Any human being could be faithful. I told you Hebrews, right? Chapter 3, please. Hebrews chapter 3. Jesus Christ was faithful. Look at verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. The word Christ should be scratched. Jesus, he's the one. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house, in all God's house. Jesus Christ was faithful like Moses was faithful. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, please. Hebrews chapter 11, 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now there is a faithful man. People who are faithful, it doesn't matter when good times come or bad times come. We might get sick, we might have misfortune in our life, you know, a tree might fall on our favorite lamp, I don't know. But we remain faithful to God, and God esteems that very highly. There's blessings of being faithful. Look at Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. When I think of you wonderful believers, one thing that comes to mind is faithfulness. We've been through a lot of things, maybe not as many as other people, that doesn't matter. But one thing is we remain faithful, and that's something that you should never think is small. It's a very big thing to God that we're faithful. And I'm just so very thankful that we have each other as faithful believers, faithful to pray for each other, faithful to take care of each other, faithful to speak the word, faithful to speak God's word to other people, faithful in fellowship. That's just beautiful, and that's what God loves in people. Well, look at this blessing, 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Proverbs 13, let's go to chapter 13. 13:17. Look at this blessing. A wicked messenger, wicked is like evil, an evil messenger falleth into mischief. Falls into evil, but a faithful ambassador is healing. A faithful ambassador. An ambassador is one who brings the message from those who sent him, and he speaks it verbatim. He doesn't change it. He doesn't add to it. He doesn't remove from it. He speaks that word, word for word, as it's given to him. The word says a faithful ambassador, healing, healing. Well, isn't that what the world needs today? Seems like it's a lot of what we need right now. That faithful word, healing. Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Verse 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth. The word preserveth means that he watches out for and guards. The Lord watches out for and guards the faithful. He's guarding you. He's guarding me. That's our Heavenly Father who's faithful to us. And yeah, some days maybe we're on and we're doing great for the Lord, and another day we might be out to lunch. But God doesn't stop. God doesn't stop being faithful to watch out for and guard the faithful. And plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. You know what that means? It means the arrogant people are going to get theirs too, because he's a just God. To the faithful, he protects. To the faithful, he guards, and he watches out for us. That's our Father. Look at Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. People look for a lot of other things in people. You know, even in the ministry, people look to promote those that have great personalities, or people who seem to have a lot of ability. Well, that stuff is nice if you got it, but faithfulness is the quality that's really enduring. Faithfulness is the quality that God looks for in people. And any one of us, no matter what our ability, no matter what our talents are that we have, No matter what our situation in life is, each of us has the opportunity, we have the privilege, if we want, to be faithful. And that's what God treasures. Luke 16. And we're going to look at verse 10 here. Luke 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous, ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous manner, who will commit to your trust the true riches? You can't say you're so faithful if you're not faithful in all things in your life. You may say you're faithful to God and go to fellowship, you know, regularly, just like people go to church. You never miss. Well, that's nice. But he that that's faithful in little is faithful in much. We take that word of God and we apply it in every situation in our lives. In our prayer lives, we're faithful. In speaking God's word, we're faithful. All of these things, we're faithful. We're faithful in how we handle our families. We're faithful in how we handle our businesses. And he says, who's going to give you true riches? People might want to show us that they're so hot and great on stuff, but it's that faithfulness that matters. And when I look at all your faces, I see faithful people, people who have faithfully stood through different things in their life. And God is still your God, and God's word is still the word. And you're there, and you're not going anywhere. God really, really looks forward to seeing people like us walking on his word. We are the faithful ones, and we should continue that way. 1 Corinthians. By the way, that's pretty encouraging, that verse in Luke, because anybody can do it. Anybody can be faithful. We may not all be hotheads. We may not all be, you know, I don't know, the beautiful people that people want to look at, or the people that are, have all the personality. Yeah, well, God treasures faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4. By the way, it means that we can start with the small things in our life and build faithfulness. And any one of us can do that. 4:1. Let a man so account of us. Now, this is Paul talking and the leaders there. As of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. That a man be found faithful. No mention of brains or looks or speaking skills. It's required in stewards, those that administer. It's required them to be faithful. See, to be faithful is just to consistently believe God. To be trustworthy, just consistently believe God. Be trustworthy. That's being faithful. We can all do this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and look at verse 17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord. You remember, Timothy's one of the few who stood with Paul through his life. Timothy was with Paul in a lot of adversity. He was with him in some really great times, but he stood faithful. Who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Faithful. We may not be all that, but certainly when I look at you all, I see faithfulness. Don't underestimate how important that is. That's a very big thing to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, here's one that we know. Verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to who? Faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. A couple of beautiful things in this verse. It says, the things you've heard of me, that's that word of God that Paul spoke. The same commit thou to faithful men. You don't change the message. It's not coming up with all your own ideas and you put that into the word of God. That's using the word of God deceitfully. But the same do what? Commit thou to faithful men. God is always looking for faithful men and women, faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Titus chapter 1. Next book over, Titus chapter 1. Look at verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Holding fast the faithful word. The reason that you and I can stay faithful is because God is faithful. And God has given us a faithful word. A faithful word. We might waver in our enthusiasm. We might waver sometimes in our believing. But you can rest assured that when we believe that word, it's going to be just as efficacious as it was the first day that it was spoken. That that word of God will consistently deliver. That it's going to bring forth fruit in those that believe. We just need to mix it with believing. That's because God is faithful. And because God is faithful, his word is faithful. So it won't fail you. So when somebody comes to me with a need, I might think I have some great experience that I could share with them that's going to help them. Well, you know, and maybe it could. But the one thing that I can be absolutely certain of is if I speak God's word to them, that's going to be faithful. God's word will come to pass. God's word will deliver. By sound doctrine, you're able to both exhort and to convince the gainsayers. That sound doctrine that goes against all of the blow of man, all of the puffed up stuff that people come up with in this world. That word of God, faithfully delivering. We're going to close in Psalm 6, Psalm 92. Psalm 92. God's word's faithful, so we never need to waver on it, ever. And I'm just thankful, very, very thankful to be a part of a fellowship of faithful people. Faithful people who do consistently believe God. And we see God working in our lives. And we need to just help each other to walk faithfully for God and to keep reminding each other of God's word. As our different situations change in our lives, God doesn't change. He's the same. And it doesn't matter if our situations change, because he's just as powerful to change whatever is needed to take care of us, to guard us and to protect us and to lead us, because we're his faithful. Psalm 92, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, don't you think? Yeah, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. We have a wonderful, faithful, loving Heavenly Father who, just like it said to those guys in the wilderness, he is a merciful God. He is a God that's full of compassion. But you can rest assured that if God has given us a promise, God's going to see that it happens. Our job, just to stick faithful day after day after day. And we have good days and bad days. We have sickness and health. We are rich sometimes and sometimes not so much. So what? God remains faithful and he'll take care of us. Well, I think I'll pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful word and kindness, your love and mercy and grace. And Father, today, so thankful for how faithful you are, that you called us and you'll continue to be faithful. We know that you promised that the Lord's going to return, and we know that he will. And Father, I thank you for each person here. I ask you to heal us, all of us that need it. I ask you, Father, to work in us as only you can. And Father, for that word of God to really move, help us to bring deliverance to others with your faithful word. And Father, thank you so very much that you're a faithful God. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.